Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back in hour number 3 of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our man Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Nate and TD and Talking with TD. TD, what's going on, my man? How we doing?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning.
Hope you're doing well. And TD, we've been talking about some options for the Titans that maybe they could pursue to help the pass rush, whether it's in the draft or free agency. What are some options that stand out to you that John Robinson could pursue this offseason?
Yeah, well, if you look at free agency, I think Carl Lawson is a guy that has to be right there at the top of the list. Trey Hendrickson, you saw what he did last season, 13 and a half sacks, and it was his best year. I think he could be had at a reasonable cost, even though he had so many sacks. You look at Romeo Okwara. I remember the game against the Lions. He had that safety, and he had 10 sacks last season too. So those are three guys that jump out. I think they should actually look at signing two, and it should be one of those three guys, and then sign a guy that come in and add to that pass rush culture that won't be too expensive. And that's where someone like Marcus Golden, a guy I said they should have signed last year,
yep,
I think he still should be in the picture.
Not a Bud Dupree fan?
You know, Bud Dupree is a very good player. I think he may warrant a contract that it'll be above what they can, you know, that'll be in a different aisle than what they should probably be shopping in. You know what I mean? Maybe even a different store. You know, that might be Lord and Taylor's instead of Macy's. You know what I mean? So we just have to see how that works.
Can't
and then
put,
for the draft, there's options too. You know, plenty of options there.
Yeah, you can't put Bud Dupree on layaway. You gotta pay it out now. Yeah. Well, that's interesting with him too. You know, because he's an interesting guy. I mean, you're coming off the injury, which of course, obviously ACLs aren't what they used to be. You know, in terms of long term concerns, but it's some level of concern. And then it's, you know, how much does playing with T.J. Watt on that defense in general, how much has that helped him?
Exactly.
But what do you think he's going to command, TD?
Man, I can see him right there in the $14 million a year range. I mean, even though he had that injury, I could see him getting that. I believe the Steelers want to retain him, but you know how they are with free agency. You know, they will let you go and not think twice about it. And there are other teams that need a pass rush. For me to pay a guy in that range and have the question mark of the injury as well as the question mark of can he do well when he is the guy, not opposite of T.J. Watt, when he is the guy. I don't know about that, and that's where I have my issues.
T.D., both Joe and I feel like the Titans may have dodged a bullet with Matthew Stafford ending up in L.A. rather than going to Indianapolis like he and I both thought was a possibility. I don't know whether or not you agree with that, and I'm going to assume for the sake of this conversation that Houston is not dumb enough to trade Deshaun Watson to the Indianapolis Colts. So with those things in mind, is there an option still on the table that the Colts could pursue that would scare you if you're a Titans fan?
I don't think Titans fans should be scared about any quarterback that the Colts may get outside of Deshaun Watson. I think it really comes down to Carson Wentz. He apparently wants out. He didn't like that situation, being benched for Jalen Hurts. Who was a guest on Talking with TD last draft season, by the way.
That's right.
but he could be an option. I think it's really going to be Sam Darnold, though. I think that's going to be the direction. The Jets, in my opinion, are going to look to go a different way at quarterback. They have the number two pick. And I think they'll deal Sam Darnold. And he's a guy that I could see going to the Colts, and Frank Wright could work with him. But he still remains a turnover machine. So, you know, if I'm a Titans defensive player and the Colts trade for Sam Darnold, I'm salivating.
Yeah. I mean, I'm interested to see him, you know, away from that mess, but there are definitely concerns with him. TD, what was Senior Bowl week like? I know this is you love the Senior Bowl. You always get great information there. Was it way different this year? And do you feel like the evaluations for the teams was any different than a normal year?
Yeah, it was a bit different just because you're not able to go down there on the field and chase the guys down, you know, that you want to talk to. It was different in that you had to call them over and you could talk to them. But we didn't really know that was something that we could do until the second day of practice, you know. But it was all right. I definitely enjoyed the experience. Got to talk to some different agents, you know, reconnect with some guys. That's always good. You didn't really get to, talk to any coaches or anything like that. Even the coaching staff that was there, you know, our crew. We had the Panthers reporter and our Dolphins reporter, Cameron Wolf, who was here before. But they didn't get to go down and get one-on-one with the coach like other years. So that's where it was different. But, hey, Jim Nagy and the crew, they did an awesome job still making that event go down, and it was pretty cool. And also got to see Gregory Rousseau in person. Drew Rosenhaus had him down there. And Mel Kiper, he has Gregory Rousseau as the 22nd pick in his mock. And if you listen to Talking with TD, that is up on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and all your iTunes, everything, you will hear Mel Kiper talking about Gregory Rousseau because he was a guest yesterday. But I got to see him in person, and goodness gracious, he's a pretty long dude, man. I was intrigued by that.
Yeah, so, excuse me, Rousseau, you know, of course, Ojulari from Georgia. I know, Dane Brugler for us threw in Zaven Collins as a possibility, a guy who does a lot of different things at linebacker. Let's just say those three guys are available at 22. What would you do if you were John Robinson?
I think it's really going to depend upon what they do on free agency, right? If they don't sign a guy like a Trey Hendrickson, I think, you know, Rousseau is probably the direction that you would want to go. But don't sleep on Jalen Phillips either, the other Miami guy who played this year. Don't sleep on him. But out of those three that you mentioned, I like the Georgia kid, man, you know, because he's just another fastball coming off the edge. His hands are really good. He's much stronger than, you know, what his height and weight would make you think. And watch the Florida game. That's a good one. I would go that direction.
ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter Teron Davenport on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, TD, Super Bowl week, an interesting matchup, especially like I'm looking at this Tampa Bay defense and Devin White and the speed of the linebackers for that Bucs defense, very intriguing to me. But also, you look at the game this year that these two teams played, and Tyreek Hill had 200 receiving yards in the first quarter. So, if you're the Bucs, how do you go about trying to slow down Tyreek Hill and obviously not letting him affect the game in such a dramatic way like he did in the first matchup?
You know, that's the thing that's so interesting about the Chiefs, and you got to shout out their personnel department because they've made it where you literally have to pick your poison. So if you want a bracket coverage and, you know, have that safety over the top to make sure that Tyreek Hill doesn't beat you deep, you got Travis Kelce who makes, man, his routes are so saucy. You know what I mean? So you have him one-on-one, he's gonna win. You have him in zone, he's going to settle in the window. So I think it's really just a matter of, okay, who is going to be the guy? And you could dictate that by how you cover. So I think, you know, a lot of boxing one, you're going to have to do that against Tyreek Hill. But as I said, that's going to open things up for other guys. And they're stacked, man. They are stacked. But
how much do you buy that, you know, this offensive line situation for Kansas City could be a real problem in this game, TD?
Man, you know, I buy into that. I'm making that purchase. I am making that purchase for sure because I think when you know, I don't think Fisher's going to play. I'm almost positive he's out, and then a right tackle is out. And, man, that front that the Bucs have with Jason Pierre-Paul,
Shaq Barrett, Vita Vey, and Dominican Soup, man, those guys cause problems. You saw what they did to the Packers. And the Packers have one of the best offensive lines. Of course, Bakhtiari was out, but, you know, I think that's actually going to be the difference. And seeing that, that's why I swayed back to the Bucs. I think the Bucs are going to win this game because of that.
I like it.
All right.
TD picking the Bucs. I may be going that direction, too. We'll see what happens tomorrow on Pigskin Pick'em. Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Nate and TD and Talking with TD, has been our guest here on Robbie and Retro. TD, great stuff as always, my man. Appreciate you taking time to join us.
Yeah, for sure. Anytime. Appreciate you guys.
Absolutely. One of the best in the business, Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter. And that matchup is going to be interesting, watching the Bucs and that front going up against a depleted Kansas City line. We'll discuss that a little bit later in the show with Mike Golick Jr. as well. So a lot still to come here on the program. When we come back, we'll dive back into the Tennessee Titans, their needs on defense, and the quarterback position as well. Is Ryan Tannehill good enough to win a Super Bowl for this team? We'll revisit the poll question coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.